Hello, HRG, and happy Monday. Welcome to the weekly wake-up call. You guys rock. I saw so many awesome things on my email over the weekend. It's like you guys don't even sleep. I love it. It is July 31st. How the heck did that even happen? So the monthly initiative for July is almost over. You have a half of a day to pull in another pending listing. Do your part to continue to drive your team towards 30 in 30. And I just hope that all of you feel good about your participation, your growth during this monthly initiative. I know there were many things that many of you had never done before, including circle prospecting, different conversations you had with your sphere of influence, of course, focusing on door knocking, which some of you have not done before, and some of that in one of the weeks. And I hope that you really were playing full out and you were utilizing the tracking sheets that Erin and her team had put together for you. And I hope that you continue to use those. Remember, we go ahead and put these monthly initiatives together to keep you focused as much as possible and to bring you the opportunity to lead generate in the easiest possible way. So all you have to do is just show up and do what's in front of you, have the list already prepared, have the scripts, know exactly what to say, have things loaded into your dialer. All of those things are for you so that you can just come into the office and spend your 3 hours in the morning lead generating in the most efficient way possible. One of the number one reasons why agents tell me that they don't lead generate is because they have to get ready to lead generate, which takes a tremendous amount of time. So they're getting ready to get ready and they never actually get into action. That's what we're here for in these monthly initiatives. But remember, the monthly initiative stops and we start a new focus. Yet the tools, the scripts, the techniques, the things that we have done and that you've created that habit of over the course of that month don't need to stop. So please continue to use those tracking sheets. That's why we put them together. Please continue to use those scripts. Please continue to push forward and utilize the skills that you've learned and the focus that you've, of course, been able to gain over the course of July for the July monthly initiative. Thanks to Erin and her team for all the hard work they did to make sure that you had what you needed throughout the month as well, as always. The new monthly initiative, of course, is going to start tomorrow, August 1st. August is one of my favorite months, you guys. I don't know if you know it's my birthday, but I'm excited. I love August. And so the new monthly initiative is going to start, and it's going to be another Boomtown initiative. Remember, Boomtown is our platform for success. Every single team that works with us has Boomtown. All the new teams joining us will have Boomtown. Boomtown is not only a lead generator, it's a way for you to have massively successful follow-up systems in place, not only for the leads that are coming in from Boomtown, but for your sphere of influence and past clients, for the people that are being referred to you, to people you meet at open houses, to people you meet while you're door knocking or calling expired or for sale by owners. This is the best follow-up system ever. It's the best place for you to direct all of the people that you've been in conversation with to so they can search on the site so that you can follow up with them and know exactly what they're searching, how often, and you can be absolutely the best at follow-up as possible. So Boomtown is an important system, and we want you to continue to master it. So many of you have had massive successes in Boomtown. So many success stories coming through since we started our very first Boomtown initiative. Again, thanks to Erin and her team because they have put hours of time not only making sure that all of your systems are optimized the best way possible, but that you are learning all the tricks to the trade, right? You know what to do to make that system as successful as possible for you. In this new Boomtown initiative, we're going to go ahead and give you daily tips as well. They're going to be surrounding optimizing Boomtown, right? And they will be new. You're going to have weekly team scorecards again. You are going to have new to-dos every single week. And it will be focused on e-alerts, ensuring everyone has one that's accurate and that agents are going in and checking for matches every day. That's going to be the first week. We're also going to be following up on how do you utilize Boomtown to find listings. There are some teams that are finding tremendous amount of listings just inside the Boomtown system. If you don't ask for listings of all every single lead in that system, you're not going to get them. But if you start asking, I guarantee you, you're going to start finding opportunity. In our Maple Grove, Minnesota team, in just the last couple of months, there's been 6+ listing opportunities that they've either already listed or they will be listing, and they've got many more in the pipeline just because they're asking the right questions. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later. But that's what you get to get excited about for August initiative. Again, there's new things that come to Boomtown and change in Boomtown and the systems, and there's so much more we can dig into, and that's what Erin and her team are going to continue to bring forth to you so that you continue to master the system for your success. I want to remind you guys, HRG Advance is coming October 12th and 13th. I could not be more excited for an event. It is going to be unbelievable. Last year, when we had people come to the HRG Advance, we had literal email after email of testimonials from the agents and the CEOs and the RDs that joined us in Vermont. They said it was more powerful and they learned more and had more takeaways than they had from other events such as Family Reunion and Mega Camp. And we believe the reason why is because it's bringing to you guys all of the tools, the people, the systems in one place that you're using on a regular basis. It is so important and critical to your current business. It is so valid to what you do every single day, right? It is going to be a huge opportunity, and we continue to improve this every single year. Not only are you going to get treats, and you're going to learn about Vermont, and you're going to have a Vermont experience, I'm not going to tell you too much about that. We don't want to give it away, but it's going to be awesome. You're also going to learn from vendors such as Boomtown and SmartZip and some others. You're also going to learn from some of the CEOs and RDs and mastermind with them in some of the areas that they have huge opportunity and talent. We also are going to have agent panels. We are going to hear from leadership. We're going to hear a little bit more about opportunities and vision. There's going to be team building. You guys, this is a huge opportunity to invest in your business if you're with HRG, and everybody within the HRG system is welcome. We hope all of you start to look at flights, save the date, and book your flights for this two-day event as soon as possible. It's probably one of the least expensive events where you can get so much value yourself personally and professionally. If you go ahead and just let Becca know at the email, she will help connect you with another agent so that you can room share to save yourself money. The only cost you guys are going to have is your airfare and, of course, if you have a room, and if you share it, it's going to be really inexpensive. You're going to get breakfast at the hotel, and Becca is getting that information, which is going to be coming out tomorrow along with some more details on this event. And we're going to have lunch served to you every day. We're going to have an amazing event with dinner the first night. So you are going to have very limited need for spending money while you're there. Please take it seriously. Please consider it seriously. We would love to see every single one of you there. We know if you take the trip to Vermont, you're going to have an amazing experience. By the way, Vermont is a phenomenal place to go in the fall. So if you've been looking for a family vacation, you want to bring a friend or a spouse, significant other, huge opportunity. And Erin's going to share some of the great things that you can do in Vermont if you want to wrap this learning opportunity with HRG into a personal trip as well. Again, HRG Advance, October 12th and 13th. Please save the date. Watch your emails for more details tomorrow. Also, if you're going to Mega Camp in September, Monday afternoon, there is going to be an all HRG mastermind with Adam and the rest of leadership. So if you plan to go to Mega Camp and you'd like to be part of this, we would love to have you. Please plan to fly in sometime in the morning or early afternoon Monday so that you can be there in the afternoon for our mastermind. More details coming in terms of exactly where that's at and when it will be. However, it is confirmed that we'll all be available, and we would love to spend time with you there in person. So please email myself or Becca if you plan to attend so we can get you all the details. Who is winning $1,000 this month? So by the middle of August, our contest for the recruit referrals is going to be up, and someone is going to win $1,000 from HRG. Super excited about this. Remember, you guys, you have plenty of time. Anybody can win this contest. We have half a month left, or about 12 days, I believe, before you are needing to get all your referrals in. Remember, you can refer a talented person, whether they're in the business or not yet in the business, but they're considering it, to any CEO or RD within our company across the country, and you just send it to referrals@hergroup.com, and it's going to be counted for the contest. No matter if they get an appointment or not, the referral is what's important. But please, of course, make sure you've had a conversation with that person and make the nice handoff to the CEO or RD. But what an awesome opportunity for you to share the opportunity of HRG with someone that you know who is talent, to help change lives through homeownership by offering them this opportunity and connecting them with somebody who could be a great fit for them in this real estate career. And you're going to get the opportunity to win $1,000. So remember, whoever gives the most referrals to CEOs or RDs in our company by that second week in August is going to win $1,000. And right now, we have the top two people. Number one is Jackie in Colorado, who's already sent 8 referrals to her CEO. Congratulations. And in second place, we have Gus in Miami, who has sent 4 referrals over to Juliet there. Way to go, you guys. Awesome job. But really, again, you have time still. The game is open still for anyone to win, and someone is going to win that $1,000. I hope that it will be you. I just wanted to send one more reminder out, you guys. Are you utilizing the intranet? Erin and her team have put together the HRG intranet for you. If you don't know what that is, make sure that you reach out to us. All you need to do is go search in your email for the word intranet, and I promise you, you'll find it because Erin has sent it out multiple times. Ask your CEO, and they'll show you where to go. Each of you, in terms of the teams, have your own part of the intranet. All of your buyer presentations, listing presentations, collateral, door-knocking flyers, logos, anything that you can think of that we have created for you and your teams, presentations for first-time homebuyer seminars or for sale by owner seminars, it is all here for you in your intranet, branded to you and your team. So simple for you to pull off and print. And anything that you would love to see on the internet, please let us know. Give us those suggestions. This is here for your benefit. We want to continue to make it what you need from it. But don't forget about it. I think many of you are forgetting that it's there, and it's so easy for you guys to just get into your page on the internet and take advantage of all that is there. All right, let's move on to recognition, my favorite part. I just want to give a few shout-outs. And remember, you guys, if you know things are going on in your teams, if you know things are happening in other teams or something within the hub that from somebody you've talked to, any kind of success story or win or aha or tell me something good, please share it with me throughout the week so that I can share it here with all of you on the weekly wake-up call. I would greatly appreciate it. I would love to recognize each and every one of you that are having great things happening, and I'd love to thank many of you who are doing great things that sometimes we don't all hear about, but we'd love to share that. So don't forget to send that information to me as often as you think of it. So I wanted to say congratulations to Jesse in the North Suburban office for his first listing ever with HRG going live this week, so congratulations. I also want to give a shout-out for the top three, well, the number one, number two, and number three spots for the 30 and 30 challenge that we had going on with this initiative for the month of July. Again, we still have some time to get some more pendings and listings in, so these numbers could change. But as of right now, the number one team for the 30 and 30 challenge is Colorado. Number two is a three-way tie with North Suburban in Minnesota, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. Way to go, you guys. Man, this is tight. And the third is Vermont. So congratulations to the top three teams right now. Well, actually, the top five teams right now in the top three spots. And it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. Of course, we'll announce the winner and the top three at the end of business day. I also want to give a shout out to Caitlin in our hub, in our listing management, because she has done an awesome job. She has worked really hard on, of course, her normal daily duties for you guys, providing amazing service as always, getting tremendous amount of testimonials from clients and agents within our organization alike. And at the same time, she is continuing to work on her leadership and grow her skills and her interviewing skills more and more as she continues to build a big bench for the listing management team and to help build the best listing management division in the country, which I know will happen. So congratulations on just your focus on that, Caitlin, and thank you for all that you do. Also wanted to give a shout out to our virtual assistants who really do a lot of things behind the scenes for our hub and make things happen, even though we don't see their faces on a regular basis. Lizzie, Carissa, and Kay, great job. Thank you so much for all the support that you provide to all of us at HRG. And I also wanted to give a shout out to Eric in the transaction coordination division because he actually did such a great job on a transaction in our Boston location that we received a recruit opportunity who we are still in conversation with for the Boston team because she was so impressed with the support. She wanted to learn more about it, which led to conversations about potentially partnering with our team in Central Massachusetts. So all of the things that you guys all do every single day to go above and beyond do not go unnoticed, and they provide opportunities for a lot of different people. And so I wanted to say congrats to Eric on that, and thank you for going above and beyond. I want to welcome new agents to HRG. So as you guys may or may not know, and you probably remember this if you listened into the weekly wake-up call last week, we joined forces with John Garrett Barron in Huntington Beach, California, as a CEO there. He's super excited to continue to grow his business and succeed through his awesome agents, as well as continue to grow the team there. We're excited to have our first team in California. And so I want to welcome all of the agents on our new California team, John Garrett's team. Juan, Kathy, Paige, Rebecca, and Brent, welcome. So we are so excited to be in business with you and can't wait to get you all onboarded and transitioned into the partnership with HRG so you can take advantage of all the great things that we can't wait to offer you. Also, welcome to Annie in Colorado, Damian in Miami, Diana in Miami, and Leticia in Miami. That Miami team has grown by leaps and bounds. Welcome. We're excited to have you and excited that you're part of HRG. I also wanted to give a shout out to those who have anniversaries in August. So Sandy Terenzi, our CEO in Connecticut, has been with us now since 2012. So this is her 5-year anniversary with HRG. Congratulations. We're so honored to be in business with you, Sandy, and the rest of your team. And man, are we happy that you partnered with us 5 years ago. Can't wait to see what the next 5 years bring. Also, Amanda Bell in Vermont, Allie, our launch coordinator, both of them have been with us since 2015, so they're on their 2-year anniversary. So congratulations to both of you and all the successes and growth that you've had in the last 2 years. Davi Ocampo in Miami, it's been a year. Can you believe it? And you are just really amazingly starting to hit some strides that I'm so proud of. We're so excited that you've been with us for a year. Cannot wait to see the big strides that you're going to take now that you've got all this momentum going here in the next year. And Erin, our amazing Director of Marketing and Lead Generation, has been with us now for a year in August as well. Well, boy, time flies. I can't believe it's already been a year. So happy anniversary to all of you. Again, we're honored that you're in business with us and super excited to see what our partnership in the future will continue to be like. Thanks for all that you guys do. I also wanted to give a couple more shout-outs in kind of our just normal kind of what's happening around the country. Hopefully this will bring you some inspiration as well and just to, again, recognize individuals within our organization. First off, I wanted to say that Gus in Miami is just doing some amazing things on social media. If you're not friends with him on social media yet, you should be. And he is just doing some awesome things in terms of the exposure for the Miami team, for HRG to get recruit referrals for Juliet down there. A lot of out-of-the-box ideas from a social media marketing. He was just interviewed by the team leader. I love it. I love to see that energy. I love to put yourself out there. And I know it's really helped your team. It's helped other people find HRG as an opportunity for them in this business. So congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. And I hope that you continue to inspire other agents within HRG to think outside of the box and do some more things on social media as well. I want to give a shout out to James Anderson in our North Suburban Minnesota location. James has 8 pendings in the month of July. As of last week. Now, look, more come in today. Maybe more came in over the weekend. As of Friday, there were 8 pending. That's the most out of anybody within HRG in 1 month right now for the month of July. And on this, I just want to give a shout out to James because not only has he put 8 pendings in for the month of July, but at the same time, he's continuing to grow his leadership skills as he is now the lead buyer's agent on that team, working with the new agents that are being recruited and that are partnering with that team, as well as making recruiting calls and going on recruiting appointments to assist his CEO. It just shows you guys, you can focus more on than one thing. You can achieve great results if you focus, no matter how much you have going on. And he's getting more energy from all these new opportunities, from the leadership opportunities, from the recruiting opportunities, but it has not slowed him down. He's continuing to push forward, and his 8 pendings in a month is proof of that. Congratulations, James. Way to go. You are leading by example, and that is an awesome thing. I also want to bring up our North Carolina team and their CEO, Chip. So Chip wrote a nice thing the other day to us about the team members that he has. And he was saying that the team members that started their real estate careers sometime in the 2015s, and when they partnered with HRG and Chip's team, they seem to be kind of on the verge of potentially leaving KW or leaving the industry altogether. And when they partnered with Chip and his vision, and that was around the same time that Chip had decided to partner with HRG, things massively changed. A few months later, they are literally actively working with over 20 active buyers or sellers, and they are closing transactions on a regular basis. The biggest problem they have now is time blocking due to all their appointments they're making, which is a nice problem to have and one that they're all working on together. But they are super excited about their progress through the team and through the support of HRG. And I saw an email chain going back and forth from all of them that they're all going to be making it to HRG Advance, and they're sharing rooms, and they're super excited about it. And they said Vermont can't handle them, and I think that they're right because these guys are a rock star team. In fact, I was just noticing that Mary on the team had put 5 listings on in just the last week and a half, and 2 of them went under contract in just a couple of days. These are amazing stories, you guys. The other really incredible thing is that Chip's team, that team there, all of you in North Carolina, your closed units are up 45.5% over last June. And you had the most closed units in 1 month that you've ever had as a team in June. Your listings taken are up 200% over last June and 100% year over year. Your listing volume taken is up 529% over last June and up 115% year over year. Your listing sold volume is up 80% year over year. This is what happens, you guys. Individuals on the team are winning. The team itself is winning. The fun that they're having, the personal and professional growth they're having, all of this is exactly why we know the partnership not only with HRG works, but when there's great leadership and when there's great talent and you guys work together as a team. I am so proud to see these success stories come through. Please keep them coming. Congratulations to all of you in North Carolina. And now I want to say congratulations to all of you that have closings in the week, because there's many of you. And it's super exciting to see all of those successes. Now, I may repeat your name a couple of different times because as I get these lists, they're not necessarily broken down since they're coupled in. So multiple of you have multiple closings this week, which, by the way, is amazing. And I just want to say congratulations. Again, you are transforming lives through homeownership in every single one of these closings. You're also transforming your own life and your family's lives. And we are super excited to be part of it. We're very proud of you, and congratulations on these closings. Jen Gunnerson, Shannon Benway. Shannon Benway also has another one, also with NOAA, so great job and great teamwork there. Amy in North Carolina. Shannon has another one. Dan Preston, Christian Peterson, Josh Iberg, Chip Harris, Jeff Bush. Shannon's got another one. It looks like Shannon is having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 closings in the week. That's phenomenal. Congratulations. We've got Juliet Restrepo, James Anderson. Amy, actually, in North Carolina has 2 that I'm seeing here. Amy Cromer, there's 2 Amys there. Amanda Bell, James Anderson has a couple, actually, it looks like. Winona Eichelberger has a couple. Amy Jarob in North Carolina. And Chip Harris also has another. So congratulations, you guys, on all of the closings for this week. Again, you should be very proud for the opportunity to work with these clients and help transform their lives through home ownership. All right, well, that was a lot of recognition, a lot of success stories, a lot of welcomes and anniversaries. I love it. That's the fun part of this. And now I want to get to kind of our education topic and our motivation as we end the call. So this week I mentioned to you, for the month of August, we are working in the Boomtown system. We are working at looking for more listings in the Boomtown system. We are looking at making sure we're managing the system the best that we possibly can. And I really want you guys to focus, and again, play full out. There's no other way to play. If you're going to engage in this initiative, look at every email from Kelsey or Aaron. Look at every script. Look at every tip. Print them out. Make sure that you are doing what we ask of you to do or that we share with you to do, because you will get results. But more importantly, you're going to gain mastery in the system. You're going to create the right habits when it comes to lead generation and the use of the Boomtown system and the use and the opportunity of not only converting these leads, but continuing to convert leads that have come in weeks ago, months ago. That follow-up is key. Remember when I talked to you guys in the past about most of your transactions are actually going to come from follow-up, not from the first lead generation call. It doesn't matter what you're doing for lead generation. If it's Boomtown, if it's door knocking, if it's open house, if it's talking to your sphere of influence, if it's networking, whatever the case may be, sure, you're going to get some of those immediate opportunities. But most of the people are going to be people that you should be nurturing and following up with on a regular basis. And if you actually do it, and you don't just do it once in a while, but you do it religiously and you do it often enough, you will convert more and more of those people than you ever thought possible. And by the way, most of your transactions in the month are going to come from that follow-up, statistically speaking. So make sure that you're plugging into this initiative. And today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how are you going to go forth and look for listings in the Boomtown system. There's a couple of things that I just wanted to bring up as a tip or a trick or something that you can think of if you're not. First and foremost, just ask the question. I mentioned to you the successes that the Maple Grove team has been having in getting a lot of listing opportunities in the Boomtown system. It's simply because they're asking the question. By the way, how cool is it when you have a lead come into Boomtown and that person not only becomes a buyer but becomes a seller as well? How cool is it when that person also refers you somebody? This is happening on a regular basis, and it's because you're getting into regular conversation with these people. You're putting to-dos and follow-ups. You're actually following up on a regular basis. You're bringing them value. You're asking the question. You're telling them about the lack of inventory and the opportunity to sell their home. You're talking to them about the fact that you need more listings, and you are showing them that you're going above and beyond to help them find a listing if, in fact, they're looking for something that maybe isn't readily available. So let me talk to you a little bit about this. What a great opportunity for you to look for listings in a couple of different ways. Number one, ask every Boomtown lead. Number two, put every single one of your past clients and your sphere of influence in Boomtown. If you haven't already done it like we've asked you to, let's get them in there. Let's ask every single one of them if they'd like to be put in the system and set up on a search that has similar criteria as the home that they live in so that they can keep up to date with what's going on in their area, in their neighborhood, for homes that are listing and selling that would be comparable to their property. It keeps them alert as to what's going on and what opportunity they have in terms of if they choose to sell their property. I can guarantee if you're setting all your past clients and friends and family, neighbors, et cetera, up on these searches, not only are they going to remember that you're a realtor because now they're logging into your system and seeing it on a daily basis, you're bringing them value through the system, you also are going to be able to see which of them are actually actively on that site quite a bit. That might be an indication that they're actually considering selling you guys. It might actually make somebody think that they want to sell when maybe they weren't considering it. These are opportunities to find more listings, but also to bring value to your sphere of influence, your past clients, your friends, and your family, and to get them into the platform that you should be logging into every single day so that you can continually follow up and bring value to the people that you need to. This is how you continue to build a deep database. This is how you continue to get referrals from both buyers and sellers. Outside of the Boomtown system, you guys, are you looking at and calling past clients and telling them a little bit about what's going on? In fact, we had one of our agents who was looking up at all their past clients, remembering what the property was, getting their property address, looking it up on the MLS, reminding themselves of what that property they purchased was. And they're doing a little mini market analysis on the property and finding out approximate value range of the home and actually reaching out to every past client, just letting them know what their home may sell for, and they're uncovering listing opportunities. What about Zillow Make Me Moves? What about Craigslist rentals? Maybe the people who own these properties that have been putting them out there as rentals might want to sell them now and actually go invest in some other things because they can get top dollar for their property. Are you thinking outside of the box when you're looking for listings? Of course, local prospecting, of course, utilizing properties that you list to get more listings by doing the calling or door knocking around in terms of just listed and just sold. Remember, we have all of this stuff available to you. I want you to remember as well, if you've got people inside your Boomtown system that are really active on the system and they're buyers, they're looking all the time, they cannot find what they're looking for, are you figuring out what their criteria is, and then are you going ahead and looking up old expireds or recent expireds to see if any of them fit? Are you looking up any of your past clients to see if their homes might fit, to actually reach out and say, look, I'm not sure if you're thinking about selling, but I wanted to let you know I have an active buyer who's ready to buy, and their criteria actually matches your home, so I just wanted to reach out to see if you might want to make a move. This could be a great time for you to do that, and I might just have the buyer. Are you looking at the Zillow Make Me Moves that might match what these buyers are looking for? These are all ideas, you guys, not only to find buyers' properties, but to get listings as well at the same time, as you can tell. So I hope that you guys are writing some of these things down, that you are collaborating with your team members, and that you guys are creating a plan to go look for listings, but also just to look for as much opportunity within the Boomtown system as you possibly can, because there is so much opportunity and the success stories in the system continue to pour in, and you are not serving yourself, your business, or your team in any way, shape, or form if you're not logging into that system every single day and if you are not choosing to learn how to use it in the best way possible. But good news, you get the opportunity to follow along in the August initiative if you haven't done it before, to really become a master in the system, to get better at it, and to start converting at a very high level and using it as a platform for success that it truly can be for you. I want to wrap that right into motivation here a little bit, you guys, because here's the reality. Whatever it is that you have goal for yourself, and by the way, every single one of you should have a new goal set for August. You should be looking at where you're at so far in the year. Are you ahead of, are you on track for your goals? Are you ahead of schedule? Are you behind a little bit? What do you need to do to adjust your goals for August? And what are your goals for pendings and listings? What is it that you need to achieve not only for yourself and your family, but also how many people are you going to transform their lives through homeownership? How are you going to participate in the success of your team this month? What are you going to do? Whatever it is, you guys, in terms of how many listings you want to get, how you want to find listings in maybe unexpected ways, the business that you want to pull from Boomtown, whatever you focus on is truly going to expand. And for those of you that have gone to Bold, and most of you probably have, you know that that's one of the Bold laws. What you focus on truly does expand. And I have a tremendous amount of examples in my life where this has been the case. The biggest example I can share with you is actually one of which, when I became a team leader for the very first year and I had no idea what I was doing, had never been a team leader. In fact, I wasn't even at Keller Williams. And my OP told me I was going to be tasked with recruiting 100 agents to the market center in my first year. Now, he didn't tell me it wasn't going to be something that was going to be easy. He didn't tell me that it wasn't something that most people didn't do. He just told me that's what I was going to be tasked with, and that should be my goal. And so I took that goal very seriously. I ran with it, and I literally thought about 100 agents on a daily basis. I used it as my password to log into my emails. I put it on my screensaver, on my computer, on my phone. I had it written all over the place, and I constantly reviewed my goal of 100 agents. At the end of my first year, I ended up recruiting 101 agents. In fact, it was 99 agents until the last day of December, and all of a sudden, two popped in at the end, and I was on a mad dash to get at least one more because I was not going to end the year being that close and not hitting my goal. Point is, you guys, is that if I would not have focused on that number, it likely would not have come to fruition. Not many people do recruit 100 people in a year, much less their first year. And there's two lessons to that. Number one, when you don't know what you don't know, you don't have any drunk monkeys, you don't sabotage your success because you don't let all of these things cloud your mind in terms of it's impossible. Not many people do it. It's going to be really hard. I didn't know that. I thought everybody recruited 100 people. I didn't know that most of the people within my region were recruiting more like 30 to 50. It didn't matter because that was my goal and I focused on it. So I didn't know what I didn't know. Therefore, I didn't have any drunk monkeys. Therefore, I just did it. And secondly, I focused on it. Therefore, it happened. So visualization is key, and focusing on what you want will truly expand you guys. It really is a simple, easy, and very truthful idea. So think about it. When you're thinking about getting a new car, right, you start noticing that car everywhere you go. Before that, you probably didn't see it ever, right? I don't know why it's so hard for a lot of us to get this simple concept, but if we want love, abundance, wellness, more listings, 10 transactions this month, whatever the case may be, well, then why not focus on those things, right? Our minds are so trained to think and talk about kind of just the problems of the world or the things that are challenging, right, that this habit sometimes becomes tough. When you're telling your story, always talk and focus on the things you want to show up, not the things that you don't want to show up. Focus on what you want. In fact, start living like it's already happening. Put pictures up, right? Talk about it. Tell people what's going to happen. It's more likely that it actually will. And so when noticing kind of it's natural for us to kind of notice things that bother us, right, or things that that we notice in others that maybe aren't positive, I'm going to encourage you to immediately start thinking about the good qualities in people instead. Start thinking about the things that you want that person to maybe do versus the things that bug you about them. And I will promise you that actually what you focus on in that arena will expand as well. So if you're having challenging clients, utilize this what you focus on expands idea with them as well, right? If you're not making as much money as you'd like to make and bills are piling up, right? Instead of complaining about it, right? Go there and focus on what is working well, that you do have X amount of pendings, that you are going to get X more, and when you do, this is what's going to happen, and these bills are all going to be paid for. Make the plan. Say it's going to happen. Say it out loud. Write it down. Focus on it, and I promise you those things are going to start showing up, but you have to also have an open mind for those things to show up to you. If your mind is closed to those things happening because you're focusing on the negative, you are not going to be able to allow those things into your world. So number one, focus on it and allow it to expand, allow it to come into your world. Be open-minded with open hands for those things because those opportunities are going to come in front of you. And if you're closed-minded, you won't even see them. But if you're open-minded and you truly are focusing on what you want and you're looking for it, you're all going to suddenly going to see all of these things begin to show up, right? It's really important for you guys to understand that not only is it what you focus on expands, but that you allow yourself to allow those things to come in and that you're aware. I don't believe there's ever a coincidence in this world. I believe that people show up, things happen, ideas come forth, connections are made, people come into your world that you haven't seen for years, people come into your world that you've never met, all for a reason. They are not coincidences, and yet many of us will just say things like, oh, that was a coincidence, and we move on. For me, in my entire life, I knew that it wasn't a coincidence, and when I wanted to say, oh, that's interesting, that's a coincidence, immediately I switched over to why did that happen, why did I get in touch with this person? I need to take a step further. I need to explore it. I need to go to lunch with that person. I need to reach back out again. I need to look for this. I need to ask this question. I need to reflect on why maybe that happened. I need to see if there's a next step I should take. Every time that you retrain your brain to think like that, you guys, you are also allowing these opportunities to come forth to you. You're allowing yourself to see the opportunities and to take advantage of them and for the next thing to happen and the next thing to happen, because all of these things or these quote-unquote coincidences, if you look back in your life, they all kind of lead you to the next one. And if you would have bypassed one, nothing past that would be the same. And so your journey is one in which you do have control over in terms of taking advantage of those opportunities that come in front of you, to being open to all of those things you're focusing on, truly coming into your world and expanding, so to speak. So whatever it is that you guys want to accomplish in the month of August, personally, professionally, just focus on it, visualize it, write it down, talk about it, share it, and it will truly expand. Thanks so much, you guys. I do have a few minutes here, and so I'm going to, I've got, it looks like a few callers. If any of you that have called in want to speak for a few minutes on anything that we've talked about today, go ahead and talk now. Otherwise, I'm going to end the call, and I will put the recording out, as I always do, for those of you that want to listen in again or did not have an opportunity to listen to it yet. Any last comments from anybody that has called in today? All right, you guys, I'm getting done 5 minutes early. That is a miracle in and of itself. Thank you guys so much. Super excited to, as always, be in business with you. Thank you for joining me on the call. Welcome to all of you that are new to HRG. Please continue to push forward, you guys, in the month of August. We will announce who the winners of the 30 and 30 challenge were for the month of July, of course. Continue to take the referrals of those recruits for the $1,000 contest, but keep bringing those in. Save the date and watch your emails for the HRG advance information in your email tomorrow. Watch for the Boomtown initiative to start as well tomorrow, and make sure you guys read through those. Take advantage of them as much as you possibly can. Thanks so much, you guys. Make it a great day, and happy Monday.